Time now for the WXXI Business Reports, and Randy Gortman is here. And Randy, we're starting off with a look at the hot local housing market.
Yeah, hot in the sense, good morning, Juan, in the sense that certainly there's a lot of demand, but supply, as you may know, and certainly not only here in Rochester, but nationwide, has been an issue for the last several years, really. Recent numbers that we just got last week from the New York State Association of Realtors shows local home sales continue to be impacted by that lack of inventory. For instance, in February for Monroe County, sales of existing homes fell about 5%. New listings of homes were down more than 31%. Lainey Bittner is president of the Greater Rochester Association of Realtors. She says inventory has been a problem for several years now, and it may have been made worse by the pandemic, with some homeowners who had been thinking of putting their homes on the market and moving out of the area perhaps waiting until they can be vaccinated.
If somebody has a house to sell, they may not be comfortable listing their home because they're not sure where they're going to go. So they may wait. And so thankfully, agents are trying to come up with alternatives to get homes on the sale, to get a client's house listed, and then possibly find them something after, or several options that they can work with them to get those houses listed.
The lack of inventory continues, though, to push up home prices. Of course, the law of supply and demand, the median sales price in Monroe County in February up more than 15%. A Wayne County contract manufacturing company expanding and adding jobs, according to Empire State Development. They say that Pace Electronics, outgrowing its current space, they'll expand in the town of Williamson, building a new facility there. They expect to create 15 jobs, and they say 28 other jobs will be retained. The state is helping with up to $250,000 in tax credits. The total project cost about $4 million. Wayne County Industrial Development Agency and Greater Rochester Enterprise also helping with that project. The Genesee County Economic Development Center Board of Directors approving incentives for Plug Power to build a $232 million hydrogen production facility at the Stamp Industrial Park in Genesee County. It'll create about 68 jobs. Plug Power to invest about $55 million to build an electric substation at that industrial park. Plug Power, by the way, the first tenant for that long-planned industrial park. Genesee County officials say the substation will support future expansion by other companies there. Empire State Development provides up to $2 million in tax credits for that project. Genesee County also has some incentives. Greenlight Networks, the Rochester area-based internet provider, expanding in the southern tier. They've signed an agreement to buy a Binghamton-based internet provider called Plexicom. It will allow Greenlight to serve customers in the Binghamton area, parts of Broome and Tioga counties as well. About a dozen Plexicom employees will now move over to Greenlight. New York State Labor releasing employment numbers late last week. The Rochester Metro saw a 7% drop in private sector growth in February compared to a year ago. That was a loss of more than 31,000 jobs. That number, though, while still grim, has shown improvement from the earliest days of the pandemic when the losses were even steeper. And statewide, the job loss in February down about 12% year over year. And as has been the trend since the beginning of the pandemic, the leisure and hospitality sector taking the biggest hit. In Livingston County, economic development officials announcing the availability of $300,000 in prizes in a competition aimed at small business entrepreneurs. The program will hand out prizes to 15 winners through training, funding, and other resources and tools needed to keep entrepreneurs in business. It's called DreamOvate, and it's VATE. It's a retail business plan competition. You can get more details at DreamOvate.com. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.